Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan and Sweden's Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson shook hands on Monday in the following successful talks on Sweden's NATO ascension. During talks on the sidelines of the NATO summit in Vilnius, Erdogan agreed to forward to Parliament Sweden's bid to join the NATO military alliance. He had held up the bid to expedite Turkey becoming a member of the EU. At a news conference, State Department spokesman Matthew Miller says the U.S. has long backed Turkey's goal of joining the European Union.
It is a decision for the European Union, and ultimately that's a matter between the European Union and Turkey. However, we do not believe that it should be an impediment to Sweden's accession to NATO.
Sweden and Finland applied for NATO membership last year, abandoning their policies of military non-alignment that had lasted through the decades of the Cold War in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Monday spoke about the delay in admitting Ukraine to NATO, saying that the majority of NATO members stood together with his country, and the Vilnius summit must confirm that Ukraine is a de facto member of the military alliance.
When we applied for membership of NATO, we spoke frankly. De facto, Ukraine is already in the alliance. Our weapons are the weapons of the alliance, our values are what the alliance believes in, and our defense is precisely the element of the European formula that makes it united, free, and at peace.
The Zelensky also said further weapon supplies for Ukraine and its war against Russia would also be discussed at the summit. This is VOA News. The powerful sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un alleged that the country's warplanes repelled a U.S. spy plane flying over nearby waters Monday and warned of shocking consequences if the U.S. continues reconnaissance in the area. The United States and South Korea dismissed the North's accusations and urged it to refrain from any acts or rhetoric that raises animosities. It's unclear if North Korea would follow through. It has made numerous similar threats over alleged U.S. reconnaissance activities, but its latest statement came amid heightened animosities over North Korea's barrage of missile tests earlier this year. Myanmar prolonged civil strife, tensions in the disputed South China Sea, and concern over arms buildups in the region are expected to dominate the agenda when Southeast Asia's top diplomats gather for talks this week in Indonesia. Russia's year-old invasion of Ukraine and the U.S.-China rivalry will also be under the spotlight as U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov, and Chinese Foreign Minister Qin Gang participate at Dialogue Partners of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations Foreign Ministers in the Indonesian capital, Jakarta. Israel's parliament gave preliminary approval to a bill Tuesday that limits some extreme Supreme Court power. More from VOA Steve Miller.
It's part of a rebooted judicial overhaul by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that has set off a deep political crisis. The new bill seeks a curb on the Supreme Court's power to void decisions made by the government, ministers, and elected officials by ruling them unreasonable. Critics argue that this judicial oversight helps prevent corruption and abuses of power. Proponents say the change will facilitate effective governance by curbing court intervention. Steve Miller, VOA News.
A landslide is tearing apart luxury homes in Southern California's Palos Verdes Peninsula.
That sound captured by ABC 7 Los Angeles is what Weber Yen was hearing on Pear Tree Lane in Rolling Hills Estates.
Yeah, he thought something was amiss because all through the day and night we hear cracks in the house.
12 homes red-tagged as unsafe, residents given 20 minutes to get out. 10 were actively moving. Another 16 are being monitored. The cause is unknown, but Greg Brooks says a leaking pipe may have something to do with it.
And that is AP's Ben Thomas reporting. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.